But then go one step out. Jesus was a part of a group of four here on earth. You know who that inner circle was? Peter, James, John. That was a tight community. They experienced things that none of the other disciples experienced. There are things probably that happened that are not recorded in the Gospels. Jesus developed a tight-knit community with Peter, James, and John. Take a step out. Jesus committed himself to a group of 12. They're called the disciples. For 3 years, they had breakfast, lunch, and dinner together, and they enjoyed jokes and conversations. They had teachings. They had failures together. Jesus developed them. Jesus committed himself to the 12. Go a little beyond that. Jesus committed himself, the Gospels tell us, to a group of 72. They went out and performed miracles in his name. They were men and women, and they came back with struggles and talked to Jesus and checked in with him. Beyond that, we think Jesus was committed to about a group of 500 people. They heard his teachings on hillsides, and they followed him around the lake to hear him teach again. And take one step further out, Jesus created this thing called church. It's a community. And we profess it when we say, I believe in the communion of the saints in the creed. We rely in this community of the communion of saints for everything. And we rely on Jesus for everything. And Jesus gives us everything. His grace, his love, and his mercy. And as committed as Jesus was to that group of three in the very center, he is committed to you. Jesus loved community. He committed himself to multiple communities. My friends, what about us? How can we be challenged this morning to be about authentic community? You know, we can be. Because God doesn't draw us just to himself. God always draws people to himself and then sends them back out into community. Moses, here I am, burning bush. Moses, go out back to the Israelites in Egypt. Don't stay all by yourself, isolated. Jonah, hey Jonah, you're on a ship. Actually, I want you to go to the Ninevites and live in community with the Ninevites. The Apostle Paul. No, go to Corinth and go to Ephesus. I want you to live in community with fellow Christians. Now, let's think about the communities that you are involved in. Is it a coffee group? It's not necessarily the church. It could be a group of three that you're committed to. It could be a group of 12. It could be a group of 20. I don't know. It could be the entire church. How can each one of us put these building blocks into those relationships to build up that community, to invest in those people that we're bonded with in those communities? Let's pray about that this morning before we have a time to share our faith in the creed. Dear Lord, we thank you for the challenge today from the Apostle Paul to not live for ourselves isolated, just thinking about what's good for ourselves and just our relationship with you, but help us to live out our faith in authentic community. Lord, build our church up with these attributes, that we would be generous, that we would speak the truth, that we would build one another up, that we would have healthy behavior. Lord, we thank you for that picture that Paul gives, and we pray for that fruit in 5 or 10 years to come from this teaching. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.